This is part three of the WWE Raw's All-Star Night recap, part three of three, basically. I tried to finish this. So as I told you before, Alex Riley got a huge pop. They set up a match between Roddy Piper and The Miz. And The Miz would have fight in a suit. And Roddy Piper, and the winner would get $1,000 of their own money. And Piper cuts a promo, and then he says, why not make it $5,000? And the match started. And the general manager makes it for $5,000, but as Riley's special guest referee, and you know what happens, the match immediately starts, and the finish of the match was like this. The Miz attacks Piper in the corner, Alex Riley grabs him, they fight, a schoolboy by Roddy Piper, 1, 2, 3, end of the match. And we'll never see if they got $5,000 out of him. Let's forget the figures. Next match was a 7-on-7 Divas tag match. So, and the leaders of the match were Monty Beltons, the one who has the women's championship, or Divas championship, sorry, and the other team, Kelly Kelly, yeah. So basically it was Rosa Mendez, Melina, the Bella Twins, Maurice, Tamina, and Alicia Fox, first Gail Kim, Beth Phoenix, AJ, Kelly Kelly, Eve Torres, Natalya, and Caitlyn. Well, I haven't seen Caitlyn wrestle before, but yeah, I haven't seen the rest of the match either. Yeah, the match was so extremely short. I think it didn't last 1 minute. Yeah, I think the entrance was even longer in the match, but yeah, never so much. I forgot who won actually. Well, I think the faces won. Oh, you know what happened after the match? Eve Torres grabbed the mic. And after that, this is WWE's tribute to the Tonys. Tony Awards were last week before that, I don't know, I don't really care. And they start doing a rocket dance from the 80s. So, horrible. It was funny, of course. But yeah. Oh, the thing was, they announced the Power to the People next week. So next week is going to be a 3-hour special as well, which is cool. But the concept was like Cyber Sunday. If you've seen the pay-per-view before, Cyber Sunday, I mean, or Taboo Tuesday. It was in 2004, I believe, or 2004. The crowd of the WWE audience, the WWE universe, to be correct, can vote for the matches, can make a match stipulation. I don't know how to do that, but probably come clear later. Yeah, let's go to the main event. It was CM Punk versus John Cena. How many times have you seen this match before? But that's okay. But the thing I want to add to this match was that it was extremely loud and it was for quite a long time. Yeah, let's go Cena sucks chance, and it was very long and it kept on going. But at the end of the match, was won by CM Punk. He was distracted by Art Root, of course, that's for the pay-per-view. And yeah, that was basically my recap. I think it's a good Raw. Well, it was okay, subpar really. I mean, it was okay to watch. The matches were kind of short and not really interesting. But the best part was Steve Austin, definitely, that he was at the show, because he still got it. I mean, he doesn't wrestle anymore in Raw, but yeah, he kicks ass, basically, ass whooping, his beer and everything on his... Oh, I forgot to mention, he destroyed a laptop because he was interrupted by a general manager. So that was pretty cool. He drove by on his sand buggy, or the ATV. And he drove over the laptop. It was a pretty cool moment because it was funny. Let's see if Austin rocks. So yeah, that was basically the WWE Raw recap of the All-Star Night. I tried to make the next one next week after the show, but yeah, I hope it's a good show too. It will be a better show than this week's, because I think last week was better than this one, but Steve Austin kind of saved the show for me. So that was it. And yeah. No Zack Ryder on the show, but to give you a spoiler, he's on WWE Superstars against Primo and wins. Yay, that's a good one. So I'm going to say this, boo boo, take care, and spike your hair. Okay, bye.